I'm quoting Aldous Huxley in 1952. The most important Manhattan projects of the future will be vast, government-sponsored inquiries into what the politicians and the participating scientists will call the problem of happiness. In other words, the problem of making people love their servitude. Without economic security, the love of servitude cannot possibly come into existence. The love of servitude cannot be established except as the result of a deep personal revolution in human minds and bodies. Today it seems quite possible that the horror may be upon us within a single century. We have only two alternatives to choose from, either a number of national militarized totalitarianisms or else one supranational totalitarianism. Quoting Aldous Huxley, and I talked about that love of servitude on my blog 52, Becoming the Function. And what I think now about this quote, the love of servitude, not that I don't think what I wrote in Becoming the Function, but you know, that was 4 years ago. And some additional insights have come as a result of discovering Karl Popper and a number of other folks that we're going to be continuing to explore, including Miklos Nisley. But when he said the love of servitude cannot be established except as the result of a deep personal revolution in human minds and bodies, unquote, I think clearly this has already happened, as we are made for honesty, and the requirement to perform in order to eat is a crime against authenticity, forcing us to make our peace with duplicity. And so this shift, I would argue, or mutilation or soul distortion, occurred millennia earlier with the invention of slavery. And that work for subsistence, though a hard-fought-for advantage, is functionally but a reinvention. When I typed up blog 52, Becoming the Function, watching the malevolent schemes of power unfold to manufacture ever more crises, and then hearing about the harp machine, which I meant to bring the woman's name. I think it's, I apologize. I think it's Loren Moran. I heard her on KPFA describing she was a whistleblower at, you know, the Navy Research Division. I'm spacing out on the acronym, but she was interviewed once on KPFA, and I heard her talk about this machine, HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, which she described it as weaponizing the energy of the earth in the environment. And so when I was hearing about that, and then the designing of ultra-low frequency and radio signal weaponry, it seemed power was focusing more on the techno-military than on the psycho-martial fix. And so I wrote this. But I think they've decided that the happiness project may be dispensed with, and that they can manage manufactured unhappiness. And I have to say, it's even more clear, or in my body knowledge clear, that this is manufactured after having been present with these two-year-olds who I mention a lot. And I learned so much from them that I didn't know, because they keep us so busy when our children are little that we miss learning what they're here to teach us. They're here to show us that we're born happy. We're born happy. That's a deep truth we need to start talking about when we have these conversations about, well, the nation state is not legitimate because it does not allow us to pursue happiness. When we have those conversations broadly, everywhere, we have to begin with this truth. We are born happy. So we shouldn't have to pursue it. And the fact that we that it's even an issue. Shows that we are being misled and abused, and that we have turned our backs on each other, or else we would not let this happen anymore. We are born happy. We shouldn't have to fight to get happy. But the fact that we do reveals clearer than anything else the illegitimacy of what nation states call governance. And we're going to have to unpack that word, which we'll do a little of today. So I thought that the Happiness Project would be dispensed with, because all they have to do, it seemed, was pummel our consciousness with chaos and crises, and that whoever was left would be pounded into passive obedience. You see this tactic right now in Egypt. You don't see them setting up happiness projects in Egypt. You see the stick. But the legitimacy of this system depends on the legitimacy of the hierarchical arrangement. They can't use the stick uniformly. And it is up to us, who have a little bit more room to resist without being killed or put in prison. It is up to us to forward our global consciousness, our helping each other globally. We have to do this. We have to start this. And here in the U.S., we have the codified right to pursue happiness. So we got to start talking about it. So back then I thought, okay, they don't have to massage our consciousness because they got these weapons. But Aldous knew whereof he spoke, because now it seems 4 years hence that although power in this emergency for it and this, come on, let's roll opportunity for us, that power likely deploys all its weaponry, is throwing everything in its arsenal and playbook at us still. Clearly, Aldous has a perspicacity extreme, the likes of which today is seldom seen. Thank you, Aldous, for your heads up, though to do with it, we knew not what, till Nicola's endowment fully devolved, and all of us around the globe are now taking it on.